Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ah, Gwamnandi Mpumalanga. We are right here at the Forever Resort as Radio Pulpit heart to hearting Mpumalanga today. I'm not alone, Sipongile Mofokeng. I'm with Seskidi Bonirera and I'm with Vusileo and Sam Buthelezi. Ah, we're bringing it to you, Bukoma, right here from Mpumalanga. I'm so honored to be now talking to Sir Maxwell Dlamini, who's the chairperson of the adjudication, Omutual Regional Manager. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very clean.
I can see. And your heritage.
Yeah. All in one. Under the name of the cleanest school campaign in the province, aka Ranja Skolo Sawa.
Aka Babize Bong.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the criteria you were using, because I understand you started it from the district level. Looking for the best school from the district level first. How did it go? I think it's a tough one.
It is. It is getting tougher each year. And as an Old Mutual employee, I was nominated by the Department of Education to form part of the adjudication panel.
Yes.
That's from the neutral point of view.
Yeah.
They need somebody that's coming outside the education space, as well as the agriculture space, because that those are the people that have signed an MOU, and we are embracing it as Old Mutual.
Yes.
So to your question, we met at the Department of Education, obviously at the beginning, to align on what we were going to be measuring in each and every school. Those schools then submitted their files to their circuit managers for the circuit managers to do the assessment in partnership with the school governing body and all of the external stakeholders.
Yes.
And then the circuit submitted to the district for the district to have their win. And that's why we are here today to find the cleanest school in the province.
It
is
now,
because there has been those small celebrations at circuit and the district level to assess. This is just in an attempt to keep this culture of the cleanliness school throughout the year, so that the schools don't just clean when they know that we are going to be coming. That's what.
So I understand you came unannounced to the schools. You went unannounced.
Definitely part of the alignment as we met together with the adjudication panel from different departments was that we were going to go to the schools unannounced. Part of what we do is to evaluate. Each member was given a document that we use as an evaluation document.
Yes.
So we get to school and nobody is expecting us, and we introduce ourselves, and you can see the excitement from the teachers, the school management team, as well as the SGP members that you would randomly find in the school. I am very encouraged by the work that is done in the schools with regards to cleanliness.
Yes.
And the learnings that it lends to our young ones. Old Mutual is very involved in the participation of the upliftment of the young ones in the schools, which is why this also resonates with us from the Old Mutual point of view.
So what were you looking for when you went to these schools? I mean, hey, and in Batone Bangas rate, really or not, here we come.
If we arrive at 8 o'clock, obviously we will be at the gate. We will check. We will check how they welcoming us into the school. Of course, we were driving different cars. We will then observe the cleanliness of the parking areas. We'll move from there, interview randomly the learners themselves to find out what is their involvement in the maintaining the cleanliness of the school, so that it's not just outsourced to the cleaners and everybody that helps in the school.
The role they play as learners themselves.
Interesting, most of them are taking learnings and putting it together with the environmental issues and the practices that they take home. So those were the observations. We'll get into the classrooms, observe how the learners interact with one another. We'll also go as far as looking at the issues of the bullying and how the community outside the school looks after the school. the school belongs to the community, so obviously there are issues of crime.
Yes.
So if the community sees the school as theirs, they protect.
Then they will be able to protect the school.
Mm.
But now, Babu Dlamini, when you're talking about bullying, how did you even judge that?
Strategic times, okay, in terms of the visits in the schools. Uh-huh. We would want to get there maybe 30 or 40, an hour before the break.
Okay.
We'll spend the hour doing everything else, and then the kids will go for break.
Yeah.
Whilst they are in the break, some of the team members sit with the staff members for other questions and the interviews, and half of the team spends some time
with
outside with the learners.
But now, aren't they going to behave properly? Because you guys
Us. Learners don't know us.
And then you can ask these questions about bullying. How is bullying at school and all that?
We got there with the media guys or the camera guy that takes the videos and the pictures of what happens. So those things are visible for everybody to see. But I must commend the school management team.
Yes.
We've observed very little to improve with regards to bullying, and the teachers are giving credit to the parents at home for the role that they are playing in such things. In some schools, we got there and parents were just there volunteering whatever they are skilled at, you know.
So, but Babu Dlamini, now we're talking also about gardening that's there at schools. How does all of that now, the gardening, play a role in a clean school and the cleanup campaign?
Agriculture or Daltlea in this instance is the expert when it comes to that. We as Old Mutual were also in partnership with them from the beginning of the year, encouraging people to take care of the gardens in the school. So with the donations that we would give as Old Mutual, we also gave some of the things during the Mandela Month, planting trees and all of that.
It's
the maintenance part that the school really needs to take care of, as well as initiating the garden.
Okay, so we have Babati Primary School from Buhlabela District. We have Mhula Primary School from Ehlanzeni District, Tandanani Primary School, Hangoni High School, Kgersibanu District.
There's Makaose in the Kangala District, which is combined. Yes.
So what did they do that's significant that puts them where we are today?
I'll be giving out the results. They're about to announce that. So if I say this one stood out in that, it'll also be...
What do we say to them?
I'd like to extend my sincere appreciation for the work that the school teachers, learners, and the parents are doing. I've come to learn that it's not as easy as we thought it is. Because of the involvement of different stakeholders. And I'd like to take this opportunity to encourage parents to continue playing that important role in supporting the teachers, because I can imagine, I've seen the struggle when the parent is not responding to what we think are simple things when the teacher asks for 1, 2, and 3. I've also realized the importance of the external stakeholders playing a role. Simple things such as bringing a pen to the school if you have it in abundance. Matriculants are now preparing for their final exams. It's so sad to see that someone is struggling with something that I have in abundance at home. So I probably want to use this opportunity to say, let's build the clean schools that we will all be proud of, and don't let it be for the competition, but rather be the event that we are all proud of as people that are based in Mpumalanga. I am in the province.
So, who's the win? We won't tell. Thank you so much, Sir Maxwell, for talking to us, Babu Dlamini.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my.
And listeners at home.
Thank you, sir. Oh, my. Sure, what a beautiful one there, talking to Mr. Maxwell Dlamini, the chairperson of the adjudication panel from Old Mutual. He is the Old Mutual regional manager. It is our school, Babise Bonke.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. IAM Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.